This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Face my giants, we've come to this.
Amen. Face our giants like confidence. First, greet you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Man, it is a privilege to be before you today. I like to greet those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. I saw my sister Tracy, my friend Will, my niece Tanya, and somebody else I didn't see. They didn't type a comment. Make sure you type a comment. But we're so excited with this word today. We're going to be coming from Romans chapter 1, verse 16, and my son DeAndre will read our opening scripture. All right, thank you, DeAndre. And I just saw my mom join. Thank you. Well, our title today is, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Romans chapter 1, verse 16 tells us that Paul is about to go to Rome. And he knows that if he goes to Rome and preach this message about Jesus Christ with the new kingdom, with the kingdom of God, his life is in danger. Well, I'm telling you, whenever we are going to do something for Christ in this world, our life will be in danger. But one thing I want you to see that Paul knew. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation." Paul knew that God's word was the power unto salvation. That God was going to save him. No matter what transpired in the physical, he knew that God was going to preserve him no matter what. You see, our bodies are temporary, but our spirits are eternal. Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." And it's sad to say that many of God's people, claiming to be God's people, are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. They won't talk to anyone about Christ. They won't let people know that they are in Christ because they don't want to hurt their reputation. Well, Paul was saying that he wasn't ashamed. And he said, "To everyone that believeth." See, if you believe in God's word, you're not going to be ashamed. Because you know the transforming power that it has. Are you ashamed of God's word? Are you ashamed to say that you are a child of God and that you believe in Jesus Christ, God's Son? Oh, if you are, that's a problem. But then he said, "To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." You see, God came to the children of Israel. That's God's chosen people. So he came to the Jews first. But then he also came unto the Greek. That's everybody else. So the question is, are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Here's what Psalms 25 verse 1 to 3. Psalms 25, verse 1 to 3. It says this. It says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." I'm about to sing it because I know that that's a song. And then it says, "Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.